thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
You are listening to the Urban Sports Scene. I'm Wally, here with Will T. Man, we have a guest. King Al. What's going on, man? So we're waiting on Ray Jeezy as well.
Oh, how are you doing today? I told you to call me the guy.
Call you what?
The guy.
The guy?
Yeah, I told you that earlier today.
You did. You said the guy. I don't listen to you, though. You know that, all right? You know that, right?
That's a problem.
That's a problem? Why is that a problem?
Please, I'm sensitive, so let's just leave that.
Oh, they can't hear you. Sorry.
I said I am censored, so let's leave that at that. Thank you.
What? You're sensitive?
I'm censored.
Censored.
I'm censored, so let's leave it at that. I'm trying to be politically correct so I can be on the show again.
This episode 300. Excuse me. This episode 300 of the Urban Sports Thing.
I made 300?
Yeah. You're right.
Once again, the guy.
The guy?
The guy.
I want to introduce you again because the people didn't get to hear it correctly. So hold on. Here is King Al, also known for himself, self-proclaimed the guy.
I want to say, ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy to be here, and you're happy to hear my voice. Thank you so kindly.
We're happy to hear your voice.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thank you, and you guys are happy to hear my voice.
We're still waiting on Ray Jeezy, but again, like I mentioned, this is episode 300. We have breaking news, though, matter of fact. Kyrie Irving is now a Boston Celtic. He was traded to the Celtics for Jay Crowder, Isaiah Thomas, The
Ante Zizek and a 2018
pick from the Nets.
2018 Nets first round pick.
Yeah.
Which is a high value pick. More than likely, the lowest they'll get is a top three pick. And let's say they get the number one pick. You have a guy like Michael Porter who has an outstanding.
Who's Michael Porter?
He's going to Missouri to play with his father and brother who reclassed to play with him. You also have Marvin Bagley who's going to Duke University. He reclassed. He was a 2018 number one rated player, but he 2018 rated number one player. Then he reclassed back to the 2017 class because he really wants to be another one and done player. So potentially before the season start, those are your 1-2 picks. Michael Porter did also have, he played with Curry in Curry's camp, and he showed out.
Okay. So, hey, but Will T.
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
First, we'll talk about the Kyrie Irving trade. At 8:20, we'll discuss the Washington Redskins preseason game against the Green Bay Packers and also Jordan Reed coming off the pub list. At 8:30, we will preview the preseason game with the Washington Redskins and the Cincinnati Bengals. At 8:40, we'll talk about Terrence Crawford unifying the 140-pound junior welterweight titles on Saturday defeating Julius Ndongo, right? Julius Ndongo, did I say correctly? Yeah.
Yes.
And also we'll talk about Mayweather, McGregor. But first, Kyrie Irving, Al went in detail with it. But we're going to talk about it some more. How does this trade improve Cleveland, if it does?
Well, I mean, for Cleveland, this gives you another bona fide scorer, a guy who can create for him. Not that Kyrie couldn't do it himself, but Isaiah Thomas is a bona fide scorer one-on-one off the dribble. Also, you get a great value contract in Jay Crowder. For his production, his pay, it doesn't equate to it, so he's very a great value for Cleveland. Then you also get Ante Zizek, who was, I believe, the 23rd pick in the 2016 NBA draft. Mm-hmm. And then you also get the Nets first round draft pick, which, as Al alluded to earlier, will be probably 1-2 or a top three pick. So if you're Cleveland, with the rumors of LeBron potentially moving on after this year, you set yourself up nicely for the future if he decides to move on. But if he doesn't decide to move on, then you probably can continue to be a contender in the East for the NBA championship.
Looking at what Cleveland pick up, Isaiah Thomas, basically him and Kyrie can do the same thing scoring-wise, but it's more pressure on LeBron. Because LeBron now actually really has to run the offense. Now, if you look at Crowder to me is designed for KD. He's, I believe, 6'8", 6'9", like 245. So he has big size that he can move KD around. But other than that, I don't see I don't see a good pickup for Cleveland because Boston's gotten better, and this is LeBron's last year, without a shadow of a doubt. He's talked about the frustration with management when not having when Griffin leaving. With the GM leaving, I can see for sure that he's definitely on his way out. So you got to look past this season.
Who's on his way out?
LeBron.
Okay.
You got to look past this season and say, in 2 years, will Cleveland be a better team? Because they got to give Isaiah max dollars. You got to figure out a way to trade J.R. Smith or Kristen Thompson because you can't have all that. You can't have all that money going in without LeBron. Because Kristen Thompson is not good without LeBron.
Yeah,
J.R. Smith, I think he's a good player, but he's not going to be without good LeBron.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but you gave him $60 million. You gave Kristen Thompson, I think, $95 million. And Kevin Love, I think, $95 or $80
million. Uh-huh.
So you're rebuilding. You can rebuild with Isaiah and the number one pick. You can with Love, uh-huh. I would keep Love, but I got to trade Kristen Thompson and J.R. Smith. That's why that Crowder contract is a good thing because – you can trade Crowder and say, hey, you have to take JR.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have to take Kristen.
Tristan.
So, I mean, but I think, like I said, to me, the biggest win is Boston. That's just for me.
I do like when it comes to Cleveland. I do like the fact that Cleveland has, like, Jay Crowder, say, for somebody like, if they're playing, like, the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals. Jay Crowder can check. Well, not check, but he can it'd be a hindrance to somebody like a Kevin Durant, where LeBron had to put so much effort on checking somebody like a Kevin Durant. So in my opinion, I kind of like the move for Cleveland in that aspect. And even you're going to lose Kyrie anyway, so you get a score in a point guard position in an Isaiah Thomas.
Dead air.
Oh. but speaking of Boston, what Kyrie does so well now is that you have a person that with a good sized point guard that can attack. Now you also match him with, to me, the second best coach in the NBA next to Pop. And then you also have Gordon Hayward, who has become an elite player. So you now Boston in the long run, if they can keep Kyrie and LeBron goes to the West, you have Boston, the Wiz, and Toronto as East contenders, but you have Boston as the number one contender because you'll have Brown still in a rookie contract. You have Tatum still in a rookie contract. You have Horford, the only real big man that can post still and shoot from the outside on the East Coast. You still got Smart.
No, and then also you forgot to mention that they may potentially still have the Lakers pick, which will probably...
No, actually, they do have the Lakers pick.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't think it's protected.
It's protected.
It's still protected?
Yeah, it's protected. I think it's top three protected this year, and next year it's unprotected.
Okay, they're going to have the Lakers pick because Lakers not going to be a top three team. But you're going to have another lottery pick, but you don't really need. You're probably going to trade out because at that point you're going to look for another veteran if they can't make the finals this year. But this is Boston's good chance to make the finals in Cleveland's run or LeBron's run on the East Coast.
I mean, we've seen in the past when LeBron has pretty much made a decision beforehand that he's gone when he has one foot out the door. It shows, I'm not going to say the level of his play is severely affected, but you could tell that his mind wanders on the court. He's already thinking about his next step, where he's going. So if he does decide to leave Cleveland this year, then it potentially sets up for Boston to maybe get over the hump. You know, will they get the number one seed again this year? Absolutely. I think Boston will have the number one seed this year.
How does this affect the Washington Wizards?
The home screws team. The Washington Wizards. You three probably don't agree with me, but I was not a fan of giving Otto Porter the contract that they gave.
I agree with you.
Because I think on the long term, you can't improve this roster. You can't improve their roster.
Well, you actually can. I mean, I was talking to Tony Massenberg, who works for CSN, who also used to work for the Wizards.
Name dropping, huh?
I mean, kind of, sort of. But we were talking about Porter and saying, is he tradable? He said it's a kick on the contract.
Yeah,
he can't be traded. Yeah. Can't be traded as early, but I do think if New Orleans fail, I do see like Porter as a good trading piece.
For Boogie Cousins?
Yeah. Okay. Because Boogie, But Boogie would have to sign as well. Yeah. But I can see that, because here's the thing. The East is open. I mean, I can see Boogie coming in. But Porter, I mean, what you got is now you got Porter. His trade is like, okay, a lot of teams wanted him already. So now if this year, if he can average, let's say, 15 points a game, being the third wheel, that's a high value to be able to trade him.
High value. Well, he's getting a max contract, right? So anyone that's getting that's I see what you're saying, right? Otto Porter, his all-around game, his total game, is you don't see that a lot in the NBA. And plus, there's a premium for, I guess, what you call them, 3-and-D guys that can shoot, knock down three-pointers and also defend the wing, the 1, 2, and 3 positions. But for the amount that he's getting paid, I just don't see the great value in it. But you could definitely potentially throw him in a trade.
But let's look at max players that don't produce. I think it's the whole NBA. Everyone's getting a max. Barnes gets a max dollar.
Harrison Barnes
gets a max dollar.
True.
You see what I'm saying? So the value of max is no longer true value of max. I know.
It's pretty much the market.
Yeah, That's the market. But you also got to look at Otto Porter is under 26. Is he? I don't even know if he's 25.
He's under 25.
So he's skyrocketing. You got to look at his first year was subpar. Second year got better. His third year got better. So he's improving as being the third man. So what I'm saying is now if he produces again this year and averages 15. That's saying, hey, if I get more touches, I can get you 19 to 22 a game. See, that's the key element.
Yeah.
So for me, because New Orleans, I think they're about to dissolve eventually. I think they're saying, hey, we can't win. So if we can't win, we have to trade one or the other. Just rebuild again. I.E. Boogie.
Otto Porter 24.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's still very young, but yeah. I mean, I do think he's a trading block. I mean, he's a trading piece. You can definitely trade on a port. If Cousins is, I've always said this. If Cousins was out there, I would definitely trade Porter to get Cousins. If that could be included.
Also, how this trade affects the Wizards is it makes what's becoming a budding rivalry even more intense because you have Kyrie versus John Wall. You have Kyrie versus John Wall, and you know the Wizards and the Boston over the past this past season it started to become heated.
I was trying not to jump in yet.
Go ahead.
But LeBron, the Celtics is now his rival. It's undoubtedly the Wizards are irrelevant.
So
a max guy. That's what we're talking about.
No, so you honestly don't think that just from the history that they had last year, the Wizards and the Celtics, right? You add Kyrie, John Wall versus Kyrie, those two go at each other when
Jay
they play
Crowder,
each other.
Who was a big part, is gone now. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's not the same.
Marcus Smart's still there. He's correct because Crowder and John Wall was actually the ones that started it.
So, I get it.
So he's actually
Marcus Smart was there,
but no, the focal point now is really Cleveland and Boston. Wizards are back to being
afterthought.
Yes, just like Toronto.
Little brother.
The Wizards are actually equivalent to Toronto.
No, I get it.
How everyone in the league looks at Toronto, even though consistently Toronto is a good regular season team, no one in a right mind thinks of Toronto as an NBA contender, finals contender.
I'm trying to tell you.
This is the Wizards.
It's all about LeBron James.
I know the Wizards aren't – listen, no one – I'm not saying that no one is going to jump out there and say the Wizards are going to win the East. No, that's not what I said. I said the Wizards versus the Celtics.
It doesn't intensify the rivalry.
To me
– because the Cleveland – the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Boston Celtics are now –
okay. We'll see when LeBron James walks
and Paul George walks – and
show 300.
Lonzo Ball.
Show 300.
Celtics rebound.
Show 300. We'll rewind this during the. We'll rewind this during the season.
It's a good point.
Once again, I'm sorry. Ray made a valid point.
But I will say this though. I do think that the Celtics and Wizards will still be a rivalry because I do think the John Wall, Kyrie Irving thing is still there. Like there's a little something there.
Yeah, not a rivalry.
The level of competition. Okay, yeah. Watch what I'm telling.
Can we focus back what Ray just said? You just heard he actually made a valid point. You get the Lakers versus the Celtics again. That is
those guys, right?
No, do you know how important that is for the NBA?
No,
you have to give credit when credit is due. I mean, You have the Lakers. I mean, if they get LeBron and they get Paul George, yes, they. I don't know if they go to the finals though. Cause you still got Golden State. If
my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle.
He can say that.
I mean, we're talking about if. We don't know for sure. Well, no one knows.
Definitely hypotheticals. What you're saying is a hypothetical too.
What?
That now. No,
Kyrie and John Wall always go at each other.
They do. They do always go at each other.
Facts.
No, they do, but they don't go at it maliciously.
No, I'm not saying malicious, but the level of competition. The level of competition increases, which makes for a more intense game.
Also, I would like to say Kyrie will win the MVP this year.
Because the Boston's good, yes, it would be his team. It would be his team.
I wonder how IT is going to be affected scoring wise with playing alongside LeBron.
I mean, he's going to play off the ball. And then when you put him in the second unit,
it's just defense is going to be an issue though.
IT's going to still score just because of him and Kevin Love's going to do pick and roll. They need to stop doing pick and roll with Kristen Thompson and do pick and roll with Kevin Love because you need a scoring option. Because what IT does well is he gets into the lane, and he's going to be able to still be able to penetrate. So IT's still going to probably he was averaging close to 30 this last year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
he's probably going to average like maybe 22.
We need to take some calls on this. Where's like Patrick when I need to call in and let Will know he's wrong? He's dead wrong.
The Celtics and Cavaliers are now a rivalry.
The rest of the East is irrelevant.
Show 300, Will. Don't try to overtalk me. Show 300. Will, we can rewind back to this show and we'll see when it happens. That's all I'm saying.
You know, you'll probably be asleep when it happens because you always sleep when you're wrong.
I'm not asleep,
to be honest. I woke up in the
I wasn't asleep. I don't be asleep all the time.
Oh, my God. Anyway, it's time for a commercial break. We'll get back from break. We'll talk about the Washington Redskins Packers game. Redskins losing to Packers 21-17. You listen to Urban Sports saying.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
So you gonna miss me the next time on the show? Like, are you? Why are you so? Yeah, you idiot!
Wow.
Hey. Exactly. You're listening to the Urban. Nah, you're the worst. You're the worst, bro.
Hey, Laurel, after the gym, you want some meatballs?
On turkey, the meatballs were off the chain, son.
Brown rice.
Brown rice and broccoli.
Fried fish. I used to get everything, man.
Yeah, you did, though. You did.
But because you don't want to gain weight, I get some cashews.
I gave some cashews, though.
And then.
Well, real people do real things, man. What's wrong with cashews, though? Anyway, you listen to Urban Sports Scene. I'm Wally, here with Ray, Will T, my brother, King Al.
The guy.
I'm sorry. I can't say that. It doesn't feel right. The guy. Kind of, sort of, doesn't. Kind of, sort of, doesn't. Anyway.
It's like Mike Golick and Bob Golick when they be on the air together. You ever heard that?
Yeah.
Sorry. We're better than that show. Which is about to be over.
I mentioned before the break, the Washington Redskins played the Packers on Saturday. They lost 21-17. Anybody who saw the game, what were your thoughts of the game?
Can I just say real quick?
Go, sure, sir.
That the energy was just lacking in that game in comparison to, I was at Applebee's, you know, inside joke.
Applebee's, right? You know it. Who doesn't like Applebee's?
Never seen it.
Who doesn't like Applebee's, man?
Exactly. And I was watching Dallas Indianapolis on NFL Network, and I'm watching the Redskins and Packers. I'm like, man, why does the Redskins and Packers feel like the first preseason game?
Why are you guys watching preseason football? That's the first question.
Everybody, if you're a fan of your team, like, you want to see, like, some of the players, the young players
absolutely
in your squad.
And Josh Dobbs is one.
Yeah, you want to see. And we didn't get a chance to see him because they didn't play him till like the end.
I know.
That was Jake Gruden. That was terrible. Like, that's what I'm saying. But you want to see young players.
My point. You made
you want
it
to.
Thank you.
Like when you were a
football.
You want to. No, majority of people
you
do.
You want to.
You don't.
I don't give a
damn. Yeah, exactly.
About.
So I'm saying the majority of people do want to see, like, the young players. You want to see who has an opportunity to even make your roster. Like, you want to see guys that you don't like, you know, see them fail. There's a lot of things you want to see in preseason.
I don't want to see none of it.
I don't like the running game right now.
I don't want to see none of it.
No, for real. Watching the Redskins run a game, I'm worried.
About what? The lack of running game?
Yes. Because this is what the consistent problem was last season. Even though Rob Kelly looked good, you know, at various points during last season, so far he looks like TJ Duckett.
I'll take you one step further. This has been the problem whenever Jay Gruden has been in charge of play calling. Mm-hmm. He's lacked a consistent running game for any team when he was in Cincinnati. During even with these Washington teams, he's lacked a consistent running game. Mm. Whenever he's been the offensive coordinator or been the lead guy, like I said, I can't expound on the game because I haven't watched any preseason football. I might watch week three of preseason, but just from the reaction that I'm hearing from everyone, people think that the defense will be okay. The offense is kind of underwhelming.
Well, yeah, you play Kirk Cousins a whole half just to try to get some points on the board, and then it takes you four downs in the red zone. It's like Sean McVay 2.0.
See, this is the one question I had. Like, I know Kirk Cousins, if I'm not mistaken, didn't play a lot the first game, right?
No.
He only played two series.
He played two series. So how was he – if you only played him two series, then you played him a half this past game, right?
Correct.
You kept him in for because you didn't like what you saw.
Yeah,
that's my vantage point.
This is my thing. How is he going to get his timing down with his wide receivers? He has a new wide receiver group who he hasn't played with Pryor and Dotson.
But this is the question. It's not like we're not talking about a rookie quarterback. We're talking about guys who've been in the league enough times. So I mean,
I understand that, but this is the first time he's actually seen live action. Yeah,
and I agree,
guys.
But still, though, I'm not saying you have to be all a world beater. Like, you don't have to be a world beater. I think that's not. But the argument is that you went three and out with what people say is a good offensive roster, and you went three and out consistently, and you went three and out against the second unit, which is a problem. Against the second unit.
Exactly.
If you're the first unit, I agree. Like, plus, if you're playing a powerhouse defense like the Ravens, if they played the Ravens, I would have been like, yeah, it happens. Defenses are usually above offenses in training camp or in preseason. But you played against the Green Bay Packers defense, which isn't a world-beating. Their defense isn't one of the best defenses in football. And then you struggle. And you struggle.
How do we know that?
And that's true. I'm giving that. And that's a good point. But then you struggle against the second unit. Yeah, but then you struggle against the second unit, which is an issue. Now that says, okay, you're not sharp enough right now. So that to me is room to be concerned when you struggle against the second unit.
I mean, I don't think they're sharp because they haven't had any live action football.
Yeah.
You haven't been able to scrimmage, bring another team to Richmond to scrimmage. Your offense has only played two series the first game. Then you played a half this past game. So you're still acclimating yourself. This is the preseason. If you're a Washington football team fan, don't be overly concerned. I'm saying you should be overly concerned.
Okay.
This coming Saturday, if you don't see what you want to see or what your expectation on his dress rehearsal, then you have means for concern.
No. Can I say no? I don't think anybody's overly concerned. It is preseason. I agree. Sometimes I like for a team I root for to look bad in preseason because it's not always a good indication in preseason of how you're going to look in the regular season. But considering how the season ended last year, how they couldn't get into the playoffs and that must-win game at home, and it was the same problems, and then you play against a second string, and you're supposed to be a top quarterback who is warranting a big contract. Nah, that's a problem for me. Even though, again, I'm not quote unquote overly concerned.
Well, for the Redskins, they've never been a good preseason team. When we were a good preseason team,
fun and gun,
we were horrible in the regular season. So, I mean, I'm upset the way the play calling and the the play calling to me was the bigger issue. But he could be doing what Joe Gibbs used to do, was not show anything. And that's what I'm praying for as a Redskins fan. But I mean, our defense did look good. I don't know what anyone's talking about. Our defense did look good. Our running game looked horrible. But it was generic routes. And also, we got one caveat is Jordan Reed didn't play. If Jordan Reed plays, our offense is totally different. Jordan Reed plays, we get first downs. Jordan Reed plays, we get completions. Jordan Reed plays, we get touchdowns. Jordan Reed is a big part of the Redskins' offense.
Oh, absolutely.
And then,
and if you've been listening, you would know we said that last week. So, dude, what you're saying right now, it's kind of like it's not working for me right now.
Well, I'm sorry that.
Thanks for your support, though.
I'm a parent of three. And also, I came for episode 300. Get it? Parent of three, 300. You see how that works out?
High five.
High five. Don't flip in my own house.
Oh, it's a trip.
Thanks for the insight.
Oh, my God.
When Jordan Reed plays, we win.
It's true. I mean,
yeah, I know that. But you got to prepare now for when you might not have Jordan Reed.
I mean, that's a fair point you make, Ray, because Jordan Reed's missed at least three games every season that he's been in Washington.
And his overline, and we said this before, his Kirk Cousins record without Jordan Reed is 1-10. So, to anybody's point, yeah, that Jordan Reed is very essential. Probably the most valuable offensive player on the team.
Yeah, I mean, he changes the reads because you go from inside out when you have Jordan Reed. You know, Jordan Reed, Jameson Crowder, those two guys were his two when it came to receptions last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Say again?
Jameson Crowder and Jordan Reed, they led the top two in receptions last year. Mm-hmm. You know, this year you have big receivers on the outside and Dotson and Terrell Pryor Sr. So,
but I mean, like to the point that we all watch preseason games and I do. I watch preseason games and you see quarterbacks play throughout the league and to struggle again. I'm gonna say this, to struggle against the second unit and being one of the premier top 10 quarterbacks. I'm not saying an elite quarterback, top 10 quarterbacks. To struggle against a second unit is a problem. To individual play, you can still break down individual
it's
play.
The second game of the preseason, dog. This Saturday, if he doesn't show up, then you have means. Then you have a right to be concerned.
It gets better. Yeah, about concern is also critiquing what he did.
I understand that, but you can far more critique his performance during the third game, preseason game. For this reason, they actually run schemes in the third preseason
Phillip
game.
Phillip Rivers looks good in the second preseason
Will,
game.
Here's the thing. He was left in the game longer.
Because he looked bad.
Because they were struggling.
Yeah.
So it should have been a point where he turned it around against a second string unit, and he didn't. That's the concern. I'm sorry. I used the wrong word. That is what we're critiquing.
Yeah, okay. Critiquing.
using the word concern is a habit. It's like, I can't wait. Yes, I can, but that's something I use. You feel
okay,
me?
I get it.
Real people say real things, man. Good job, man.
It's true. It's great. I absolutely feel like there's no panic right now.
Yeah.
But
When
you're Kirk Cousins, you know my favorite quarterback is Matt Ryan, and Matt Ryan always looks good when he steps in for a few series.
Hold on, you can be a fan, but that's your favorite quarterback? Why? He's not good at all.
He can't be my favorite quarterback.
No,
because you don't like him.
He's overrated. He's always been overrated.
I can't disagree with that.
But I don't think Matt Ryan's overrated.
Matt Ryan's clearly overrated.
I don't think so. Anyway, I'm not gonna go off that. But you know, you got a good quarterback in Kirk Cousins, who's a franchise quarterback, just like Matt Ryan and Phillip Rivers and all these other guys that we discussed.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers is a franchise quarterback.
We hold it such a high regard. So you like that? He had the best phrase too in the game.
The best phrase in the game. You like that?
All eyes on Kirk. We already know that.
One question for Al.
Yeah, go ahead.
Matt, 18. Did you get it yet?
It came out already.
The Gold Edition did.
I think it came out on the 26th. That's what I thought.
No, the Gold Edition came out today.
How much was that?
$79.
No, I did not. I'm a father of three.
It's time for a commercial break. When we get back from break, we'll talk about the upcoming Redskins game against the Cincinnati Bengals. You listen to the Urban Sports Saying.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces. This, that, I got realness. I just push cause it's in my DNA. I got millions. I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark. I got evil. That rot inside my DNA. I got off. I got trouble. Some heart inside my DNA. I just win again. Then win again. Like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again. The sound that engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks. They Corvette tire skirt. The boulevard. I know how you work. I know just who you are. See, use a. Show almost probably switches out your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Background don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I've been through probably offend you, this is Parler's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale hotel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've been so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial extrovert, and excellent mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the f*** you heard? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And as a riff, gonna plead this case. The reason my power's in the earth. Salute the truth from the prophecy. I got loyalty.
This is why I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than racism in recent years.
I live a better life. This is my heritage. All I'm inheriting. Money and power. The Mecca Emeritus. Tell me something. You motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation.
I think they built
DNA is abomination. This is this
way you win. And we never agree. Me and Al agree.
I agree with Al when it comes to a lot of things, so I appreciate his presence.
Yeah. You're listening to the Urban.
Like Dennis Smith Jr., you know.
Oh my God. You're listening to.
We've been on that bandwagon since 2013.
You're listening to Urban Sports Team, myself, Wally, Ray, Will T, and we have a guest, King Al. I called you King Al, though. Usually I wouldn't say that, though. So you should give me credit for that, though.
No, the dude. I'm sorry, the guy.
The guy, so you ain't know your name. You know what I mean?
I have so many of them. I apologize.
You do.
Father three.
That's a new one, father three.
Excuse me. If you have kids, you can say, but you do not. Please never say that. Father three.
Okay, you're right. Uncle three.
Touche.
All right, Sunday at 4:30, the Redskins take on the Cincinnati Bengals in a dress rehearsal game. Will T mentioned it before. If they struggle in this game, should folks be concerned? Then Will T.
Yeah, you should. This game, if they don't produce and they struggle, then there's cause for concern heading into the season.
We go with that word again.
What? There's cause. There should be some cause for. There should be some cause for concern. You'll have
He's doing a Jay Gruden voice.
We'll take a look at it. We'll get it fixed. And I'm like, come on, dude, seriously. He needs some better ass. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You going off on a tangent. Go ahead.
No, he just liked doing his voice.
No, I mean, as a fan, then you should be concerned, you know, because you haven't seen a run game this preseason. And Kurt, the guy who's the highest paid quarterback per year this year. If I'm not mistaken.
I'm not sure. I got to check that out. Yeah, 24. He's getting 24 this year, so.
No, he's not.
He's getting
24.
Yeah, he's not the highest paid.
Oh, he's not. Okay, well, he's one of the top five highest paid quarterbacks in the league. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't show up and doesn't look crisp, then, you know, Washington fans should be concerned. There's cause for concern. At that point, for this game, if it happens after this game, the third game, but, you know, second game, no biggie.
So I'm very interested to see how the running game looks against what I expect to be, I should say, an aggressive Cincinnati defense. Cincinnati has a lot of guys, questionable guys on defense, led by Burfict, and I think that they're going to take this very seriously, being that it is the third game.
Oh, I agree. I think they're going to take it real serious. This is a team that is a physical. I think it's good for the Washington Redskins because it's a physical. They're playing against a physical defense in Cincinnati. So it's a good test. We saw what happened in the first game when they saw a team that was physical in the Baltimore Ravens. So this is a good sign for the offensive line, for the defense itself, for Kirk Cousins. It's a big test because you want to see how do you match up against a team that's tough. And, you know, recently it hasn't looked good. This team looked a little soft. So anytime – you know, your toughness is, you know, looked upon as, okay, you could be a little weak. It's time to show out. So this is the game they need to show out to show toughness.
It's amazing to me just.
The realness?
No, not the realness, but the panic in this town.
It's not a panic. It's just, but you got to.
It's the panic in this town.
If you show signs of weakness, right? I think in anything, if you show signs of weakness, right? You want to show how you can correct it in anything. So I feel like in this, it's not like panic saying, oh my God, the season is over, but you do want correction, right? And that's it. No, like there's an opportunity to correct, to show that, you know what, we've learned from what we did in the last two games, and now it's time to show ourselves, not everybody out there who's watching, but show ourselves that we can compete and play at a high level.
Well, T, I think you made all the case of why, you know, a critique is important this preseason, seriously. Yeah. When you are adjusting, you know, to new players on your offense and you lost some key players. So that's the main thing. I don't think it's panic at all.
Well, yeah. No. You talk. Neither one of you guys will be attending this Sunday,
no,
right?
No. But, look how you did that.
That's all right.
It's all good.
It's a preseason game, like you said. We were great. Either way, we'll be fine. Nervous Sportsy will march on. As well as all skins, everything. Check us out. I'm looking forward to seeing how AJ Green is covered because in the past, even with Josh Norman on roster last year, the Redskins, I think, have a difficult time covering the better receivers in the league. And you know you're going to be going up against Dez and Odell, you know, four times this season. So it's important. These are division games.
And you know, what Brandon not a Marshall
better,
too.
What not a, and Brandon Marshall. What not a better test than AJ Green?
And Alshon Jeffery.
Yeah, really. Alshon Jeffery, sure.
AJ Green is arguably the best receiver in the league. He's like 1A, Julio, maybe 1B, however you view it.
Yeah.
Odell.
This is a great.
Odell's another too. I think AJ's better.
AJ Green's the best complete receiver.
I think he's the best complete. I just think AJ's awesome.
Oh, everybody's entitled to that.
Yeah.
Odell is a great route runner. I mean, pass catcher speed.
He's explosive though.
Have you guys heard about explosive. Antonio Brown?
Antonio Brown, awesome too.
Antonio Brown's not Julio though. And I just think complete receiver.
But he stays healthy. Julio doesn't. Let's talk about that.
Antonio Brown was hurt last season.
He played through it.
Concussion.
I mean, that's concussion. That's different.
That's an injury, dude.
No, I mean, like he doesn't. He plays through it. Like concussion, you can't shake that bat on that.
Julio Jones ran in just the combine. He ran like a 4.2 with a broken foot.
4.3.
He's tough. Come on now. Anyway, going back to it, let's see how they cover AJ Green, who again is arguably one of the best receivers. Can you say that?
No, I think AJ.
Not even arguably. He's one of the best. Yeah, in the game.
Easily. So what do you want to see in this game, though? Ideally, what do you want to see in this game from the Washington Redskins?
Aside from that?
Yeah. Aside from that.
Well, I think you want to see
three and outs, turnovers.
Yeah, you want to see them create turnovers. Okay. You want to see them create pressure on Andy Dalton. You want to see Rob Kelly, Matt Jones, or
Matt Jones ain't playing no more.
Samaje Perine, Mack Brown, someone deliver a consistent run game. And you want to see Kirk Cousins connect with Terrell Pryor, senior.
Yeah, I want to see some sharpness in the offense. I hope Jordan Reed plays. He's off the PUP list, the pub list, excuse me. I hope to see him play. If he plays, I want to see how the offense looks with their weapons. I want to see Dotson play with the ones. I don't want to see him playing with the twos. I don't need Ryan Grant starting with Dotson.
You need to bring him along slow.
I disagree with you. I don't want to see Reed play at all. I don't want to see Dotson play at all.
Why? Dotson needs to play.
Injury. I think he gets hurt too much. Jordan Reed gets hurt too much. Everyone knows that. I'd rather just see Cousins. I'd rather see the running back, and I'd rather just see
which
Pryor.
Which running back?
None of them. to be honest, I think they're all horrible. I hear Buff.
You don't like Thompson catching out of the backfield?
Yeah, I like Thompson, but they don't give him the opportunity to run the ball for real. But I do hear McCoy might be on the block. They said, but Buffalo's acting like they don't want to trade him, but they say he's really on the block to be traded. Now that would be a dream come true.
Nah, because then you got to give up too much, and that's gonna be the same MO. Build your team through the draft.
Hey, I play Madden for a living. I'm okay with that.
On that note, we're going to break. When we get back from break, we're going to talk about Terrence Crawford. He unified the titles. You listen to the Urban Sports saying.
Too easy. For ages.
You did.
Deuces.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. But tonight...
Listen to the Urban Sports Sam Wally, Will T, Ray, and King Al in the building. What? Did I mess it up again? I'm sorry, man. I can't help it. Forced to happen, man. I can't do it. Sorry. Terrence Crawford, you know, filed the 140-pound junior weight title, by defeating Julius Ndongo in the third round with a third round knockout. Is he the best boxer in the game right now?
No. Andre Ward is. You look at Andre Ward's resume. Listen, Terrence Crawford is a great fighter, exceptional fighter, has tremendous skill set. But when you look at the resume, what Andre Ward has done throughout his career versus what Bud Crawford has done thus far in his career, it's clearly two different levels of fighter, but Andre Ward has earned the right to be the pound-for-pound best fighter because of the opposition that he's faced and the level of skill that he's shown inside the ring.
I totally disagree with you. I don't even call Crawford as the best pound for pound. Still Floyd Mayweather. Please don't forget that. You're saying pound for pound. He set a record. Look at his track record. That's Floyd.
I mean, was Floyd an active fighter?
Yeah.
Now he's fighting this week.
That's an exhibition.
No, you say active fighter.
This is what I'm saying.
So okay, let's take Floyd out. Yeah. I take Floyd out. I have Triple G better than him.
Triple G ain't better than Triple
G. And please don't get angry, my friend. Okay. Now let's talk about this. Andre Ward lost. He lost the first fight to
What fight?
What's Andre Ward's record?
Kovalev won the first fight, but it's
what's
okay.
Andre Ward's
it's okay.
What's you, Andre Ward's
go,
record?
Go ahead.
But you do know, like, Mayweather even has one of those type of fights.
Yeah, I do. I'm talking for me. I thought Ward lost, so I can't give him the best pound for pound if I thought he lost. Now Triple G, however, is undefeated.
Oh my god!
And after Triple G knocks out Canelo in a few
September 16th.
Thank you, sir.
Are you going?
I was debating, but however, they don't have. It's not an African American crowd down in Vegas, so it's no reason for me. You know, I'm just being honest. Father of three. Just being honest. But it is. See, because the fight sold out already. Now, if I was able to get fight tickets, yes. Because I would actually pay to see it, but just to be in Vegas, no, it's unnecessary. But I would say after Triple G wins, more than likely, Ward's probably going to fight again. Probably
let me ask you this question.
Fight, and then, because they were supposed, you know, they were supposed to fight, I think 2 years ago.
Yeah, but Triple G ducked him.
No, Triple G was smart. Triple G went
Triple G ducked him.
Actually, see, now this is what I hate to deal talking to boxing fans. They focus too much on fans and don't focus on the business.
No, I'm focused on the business, and I'm about to tell you the business because I'm about to break it down to you. No, listen. I'm about to break it down to you. I'm about to give you facts. I'm about to
give you a chance.
No, I want to correct you.
Okay, I'll let you go.
I think you're a friend of mine, so I want to correct you.
No. Please say what you have to say. Okay. You're not correcting me.
No, I am correcting you. We're not going to go back and forth. But look, listen, this Triple G called out Andre Ward. Andre Ward said, we can do it at 166. Then Triple G said, that's too much weight. We'll do 164. Andre Ward said, 164 it is. He signed the contract, sent it to Triple G. Triple G's people nor Triple G wanted him to fight Andre Ward. Mm-hmm. So that these are all facts.
I know that.
No, and I understand the business part.
I know that. I'm waiting for you to correct me. I'm not disagreeing with anything. So before you, I'm waiting for you to correct me with the business aspect.
No, he made him. They made him a business. Competitive. The most money. No, listen.
Okay, go ahead.
The most money he had ever made. He ever made to that point.
Correct.
I believe it was $10 million. Yeah, it was.
For Triple G, no.
Yes, it was.
That was incorrect.
No, that was incorrect.
On the next show, please, I want you to bring this up.
Okay.
Because that's totally incorrect.
Okay.
Now what Triple G is setting up, however, is a mega fight. Because Ward doesn't have a bigger name than Canelo. Right now, Canelo's the biggest name in boxing next to Mayweather. Next to Mayweather, Canelo's the biggest name in boxing.
Yeah, draw.
Yeah, draw. I mean, biggest draw. So what he's doing is Triple G is now putting himself against Canelo. If he beats Canelo, because Triple G and Andre Ward wouldn't have been a pay-per-view fight.
At that point,
It wasn't going to be a pay-per-view fight. That's what I'm trying to get people to understand that it was not going to be a pay-per-view fight.
What makes you think that?
Is that Andre Ward with Jay-Z?
I think he's still with Rock Nation.
Yeah, he is. He's still with Rock Nation.
You're talking because he went to on BET?
BET.
Yeah, I know. That was disgusting. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
No, that wasn't disgusting.
Yeah, it was. Even the person he fought was disgusting.
No,
it wasn't. He retired that day, became a broadcaster the next day. Stop playing with me. That was disgusting.
No, that wasn't disgusting.
But anywho, let's focus here.
Yeah, we are.
It's a business aspect. It's all about, this is risk and reward. I can beat Canelo, get my biggest payday, become now the biggest name in boxing.
So you feel
next,
confident. You feel yes, confident that he's going to beat Canelo.
Next to Mayweather, and now I'm fighting the pound for pound fighter, Andre Ward. Now this is the biggest. Now let's say Triple G beats Andre Ward, right? Or let's say it's one of the best fights. Now you're going to have a back-to-back. He is building himself. This is promoting.
Fight, this
is
what
finest.
I'm telling you. The fight's
this
not going to happen.
That's
now.
Great. No, it is going to happen.
No, it's not.
Because I don't know if Canelo has.
First of all, Triple G is at 160. He's not going up to 168. Well, first of all, you have to get Andre Ward to come down to 168.
Andre Ward
is not coming down to 168.
Andre Ward said he wants to potentially go to heavyweight.
He wants to go to cruiserweight.
Yeah,
next
cruiserweight.
To get
I'm sorry, cruiserweight.
Title.
But here's the thing: Andre Ward has nobody in a cruiserweight for the value. So this was Andre Ward can go to cruiserweight and fight, not get anything for real, and then come down because he has to wait till Triple G and Canelo saga ends. I don't know if Canelo has a clause.
A rematch clause?
Yeah, I don't know if he has a rematch clause. Now, let's say I think the fight, no matter where it's gonna go out, it's going to be a knockout. Someone's going to get knocked out. That's my belief.
You're talking about Canelo and Triple G.
Triple G, yeah. I believe the winner is going to be a KO. So let's say Triple G KO Canelo. It's not going to be a rematch.
You don't believe that?
It's not going to be instant rematch. Like meaning,
why wouldn't it be?
Meaning Triple G will fight a no name. Canelo will fight someone else or Reek, and then they can build it back up. But if Canelo,
why would you? That's bad business because
Canelo
either one
did
of them collude. Either one of them collude.
Canelo did that with Mayweather also. When Mayweather took him to school, Canelo has not once ever mentioned I want a rematch. So what I'm trying to say, Canelo's okay with losing. He's not about like, oh, I have to fight him again. Canelo, you don't even realize Canelo fought Mayweather.
I realize.
No. As a fan of Canelo, you don't realize, because Canelo never mentions Mayweather. Ever. So Triple G can beat Canelo, and then Ward can call out Triple G, and that's the mega fight of boxing. Because you got to realize, it's all about the names.
Andre Ward is not coming down below 175.
Oh, he will. He will. When the money gets thrown out, he will. See, that's what I'm saying. It's all about dollars. It's all about dollars, man. It's all about dollars.
If you look at his body.
Did you look it up?
Have you look,
no. It's much work.
Okay.
If you look at Andre Ward, if you look at his body now, the way his body's matured, the muscle that he's added to his frame, he's not coming down to 168.
I believe he's going to go down to 168. If this is going to be his highest payday, let's say if he goes to cruiserweight, who is he fighting?
I don't know.
See, exactly. Took you that long.
Yeah, I understand
right, let's
that.
Let's go back to
he's not
to
coming
Crawford,
down to 168.
Let's go back to
though.
Bud Crawford, okay. Though. Bud Crawford, who would you like to see him fight next, though?
I would like to see him go to 147. Mike Alvarado had a great knockout Saturday night on that top rank card. As a way to work yourself into 147. To work yourself into 147. Him versus Mike Alvarado, that would be an action packed fight. Mm-hmm. And then after that, maybe hopefully you get the winner of Horn Pacquiao.
See, I want to see him fight Porter. That's me though. I want to see him fight Porter.
First that's Bob Arum and Al Haymon. Yeah, they've been able to do business in the past, but unless it makes great business sense for Al Haymon. Al Haymon isn't going to put one of his guys in PBC against Terrence Crawford. Now, maybe a guy versus like a guy like Danny Garcia versus Bud Crawford. I could potentially see them doing that because that's a bigger money fight. That makes more economic sense.
I can see Crawford. You know, he actually walks around like 154, 160.
Yeah,
he walks around with 144. So I don't, and it was hard for him. They said for him to cut the 147 to get to 147.
To 140.
I mean 140. I apologize. To 140. But also, Mikey Garcia wants to. He called out Crawford after he won, after he beat Broner, and he said he's willing to fight as well. But I don't know if Bob Arum wants that fight because that could be a real challenge.
Anyway, it's time for break. We'll be back from break. We'll talk about Mayweather McGregor. You listen to the Urban Sports Thing
for ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
Blood, sweat, and tears. It's dead and shit. What else can happen, yo? Don't think much more, son. Remember, yo. Yeah, I seen it all, and been through it all, yo. That's happening, yo, right now. For the mother, for real.
Twin B, baby.
True.
Lil' Kim. D.I.G.
All right.
Yo. Blowing with rusty ass German things, giving the dough as I motherfucking claim the fame. Throwing your wetsuit when it rains, it falls and all. Hit him with the ball, don't even know him from a hole in the wall. Get at me, wanna clap me, snitches wanna rap me, put it right where they back be. Keep my guns close to me, enemies even closer. Sending kites with the motor rollers, yo. Give him the cold shoulder with a hollow tip to match. That apple out of the bat, obsessed with gas. Ain't since a little dude eating full buck 50s. Skins can kill me, but they coming with me. How about that? Send the queen bee to attack. Only your fly like that can leave him relaxed. Rock him to sleep, make him think the drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face, though I'm plotting to stay. Yo, it's the real.
To make you feel, jump him in the club.
The world needed to hear that conversation. That's father talk, man. That's
real stuff.
You talking about the real stuff? That's the real stuff.
No, it's real, man. Baby girl got killed, man.
That's I was devastated. I wasn't going to do the show today. For
that's real, man.
I'm still emotionally
that's
torn up
stuff,
over that.
Man. You listen to the Urban Sports Team, myself, Wally, Will T, Ray. We have King Al in the building. Yeah, man, that's some real stuff, man.
That was real.
I kind of got me.
Well, you know what's messed up? Someone saw the episode 9 and 10,
uh-huh.
So they ruined it for me, and they told me what happened. No, I'm not gonna ruin it for everyone else. Yeah. But they ruined it for me, and then I was just like, I'm kind of let down. And then I saw it, you know.
And it was tough, man.
Yeah, it was tough.
All right,
the good die young.
And they do, man.
Ray looking like I don't give a damn about nothing.
Mayweather McGregor is going down Saturday, August 26th. Are you watching this fight?
The better question is, will I pay for the fight?
Yes, but will you be paying for this fight?
Will I be paying the $100 for this fight? No. Will I watch it? Probably. I'm not going to make a great effort to watch it. If I catch it, I catch it. But I'm not overly excited about this fight because I know that it's going to be a very one-sided fight, and everyone that's paying $100 is going to be highly disappointed. Just like they were disappointed with Pacquiao Mayweather, you're going to be even more disappointed with this fight.
Yes, I'm watching. I'll be at the MGM. I can't remember the last Mayweather fight I did not watch, okay, to be honest.
So it's more you're a fan of Mayweather.
That's I'm a fan of Mayweather, and I love when his people go against him, get upset. It brings me joy. I'm not going to lie. It brings me joy. McGregor, I just want him to get beat up real bad. I really want Mayweather to fight Rousey, to be honest. That's the fight I really
want. Oh, my God. Rewind. So you're going to the MGM at the National Harbor.
Yes, the National Harbor. Yes.
So you're going to be in a public place watching that fight?
Yes, I have no problem. I went when Mayweather fought Pacquiao. I was in Las Vegas. I wasn't rich enough to afford the seat, so it was at a closed circuit. There was a lot of Pacquiao fans. I must say, I was really happy. but I would say the one that I was scared, though, I will say was when he fought Madonna. No.
Okay.
Cotto was cool. But Madonna, these guys were crazy. I will say.
These guys.
He's from Argentina?
Yeah. Argentina.
Yeah, Argentinians. They're crazy. I'm not going to lie. Mayweather, the first time, he had to leave the ring. Because
You were in Vegas to watch both fights.
Yeah. Okay. And I was actually physically in there the first time. I actually had seats. And they were crazy. Like, they bum-rushed. So Mayweather had to leave. And then when we was walking out, you know, as a colored person, there was people were running. And I didn't look back. And I thought it was gunshots. But actually what happened was, what I was told, that a table fell. So I'm a color person. I'm not looking to say, hey, what is that? I run. And after I have a good distance, I'm like, hey, what are we running for? And that's what I did. And I'm still here, father three.
I don't know how to follow that.
No, I mean, there's nothing really to follow that up with. Wally, will you be going? Will you go out to watch? Well, let me ask you this:
babysitting.
How much would you be willing to pay to watch the fight?
Do I pay for fights? That's the best question I ask. Do I pay for fights?
Ray, how much would you be willing to pay for this to watch this fight?
I don't think I would put the energy and the order in it. I don't care how much it costs. The fact that I have to press buttons just to get to it, when I think it's a joke.
My question is why they're making
money off of us, or people who are ordering this fight.
I'm like, my thing is like, why get the fight though? Like, why? Like, what's the reason? Like, because usually when you buy a fight, it's like, okay, you're looking at the competition, like real competition.
Well, I mean, if you look at the odds in Vegas, the odds in Vegas have significantly started to swing towards Conor McGregor.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. So there's a lot of shots.
He can't box
at all. I'm not gonna say he can't box at all, but if you look at
he can't professionally box.
Yes.
He can't professionally box. But the thing is, what people have to focus is that Mayweather is really not trying. He's not meaning like he's not working out as much as he, and his father even said it. His father was on Undisputed, and they asked him, he was like, hey, is this one of his best camp? He was like, it's okay.
His father, I think they.
No. His father hasn't trained him yet.
His father keeps it real.
Yeah, his father hasn't trained. There's no one. Mayweather is training himself, and he's not really. His father said he's doing enough to beat him. I think Mayweather's gonna win, but I'm just saying he's not. He knows it's that easy. You see, like, he knows they. But only thing I'm upset with the card is they should have made it a better card.
That's the thing. I think that's you're actually getting a decent card. Nate Cleverly versus Badu Jack, which is going to be the co-feature. Well, I don't know if that's a co. I think Javante Davis is the co-feature. If I'm not mistaken,
but the person that Javante the person he's fighting is not the original person they really wanted. So that's a second tier fight.
Who?
Avante Davis, who he's fighting, he wanted a bigger name, but he couldn't pull it off.
You could pull it off, but Javante Davis is still an exciting fighter.
They're supposed to have Sean Porter. Sean Porter got pulled from the card.
Yeah, Sean Porter pulled himself off the card also.
That's what I'm saying. It's not, like, with that type of fight, it should, honestly, what's the guy? Joshua, overseas the heavyweight.
Oh, Joshua.
Anthony Joshua.
Anthony Joshua. He wanted to be on the card, but they didn't be able to pull. We weren't able to work it out.
Bottom line, I'm not paying Nathan to watch this fight. Ray's not paying anything to watch this fight. Wally isn't, and neither. Well, Al, you said you're
going to
order.
No. I'm going to MGM for free, with two drink specials on MGM. Father 3 winning again. Thank you so kindly.
Oh, that no, we're gonna close the show out, man. It was a great show. Episode 300, man, in the building. 300.
300's been a long time, man.
I know, right? 300.
I just want to say it's been swell doing this guy the show with y'all. 300 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been great. Ray, you weren't here for like 200 of them. I still got love for you. So, it's all good.
All right, man.
Just giving you a hard time.
Hey, man, you've been listening to Urban Sports City.
Who's on the first one?
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
I wasn't on the first one.
Hey, Mecca, lead us out, big homie. Thank you.